This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Jim Obergefell, whose landmark case before the U.S. Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage nationally, is hoping that he and fellow Democrats can make gains in the Ohio Statehouse this year with a message grounded in equality. The celebrity plaintiff-turned-Ohio House candidate said at a campaign event, "It really just all comes down to, can't we all just get along and treat each other like human beings? Can't we be decent people? And we all deserve to be part of We the People." Obergefell, 56, is unopposed in a primary for a state legislative seat. He's already looking toward a November face-off against a second-term Republican for the Ohio House. The race marks the first time that Obergefell has moved from activism into a political run for office. He's campaigning at a sensitive time for the LGBTQ rights movement after the U.S. Supreme Court in June repealed the constitutional right to abortion, raising fears that other rights may also fall away, including same-sex marriage. Because of the High Court's action to deny those rights, the U.S. House overwhelmingly voted last month to approve legislation protecting same-sex and interracial marriages. The legislation is now being considered in the U.S. Senate. Nichelle Nichols, the groundbreaking actress who played Lieutenant Nyota Uhura in the original Star Trek series, has died. She was 89. Nichols and her Star Trek character Uhura broke barriers as one of the first black female leads on television. Nichols appeared on Star Trek in its debut season in 1966. Initially, she considered leaving the show, feeling her character lacked depth. But after meeting Martin Luther King Jr., who was a fan of the show, she decided to stay on. It was then that she worked alongside the show's creator, Gene Roddenberry, to give Uhura revolutionary authority and dominance, something not seen prior in that era of television. One moment that broke boundaries in 1968 was a kiss between Nichols' character Uhura and William Shatner's character Captain James T. Kirk on the episode Plato's Stepchildren. The episode helped to reshape what viewers thought of as acceptable on television and was an early statement about the acceptance of interracial marriages. After the original Star Trek ended, Nichols became a spokesperson for NASA. She helped to recruit astronauts and appeared in PSAs. NASA credited Nichols with helping to recruit astronauts Sally Ride, the first American woman in space, and Frederick Gregory, the first African American to command a spaceflight. Gregory went on to fly three space shuttle missions. Bozeman will host two annual arts festivals this coming weekend, the Sweet Pea Festival and the Summer Slam Festival. The Sweet Pea Festival will be held at Lindley Park and runs Friday through Sunday. The festival features numerous artists, performers, food vendors, and activities. Sweet Pea is a pay-for-entry event. Passes for the three-day event are $25 online until Friday, when the price increases to $50. Passes include admission to all 3 days of the festival. Admission is free for kids 12 and under. For the first time, the Sweet Pea Parade down Main Street on Saturday will include dogs. The Sweet Pea Parade starts with a children's run, then a dog parade, and then the main parade. The start time is 10 a.m. on Saturday. The Slam Festival will be held in Bogart Park from 10 to 7 on Saturday and 10 to 5 on Sunday. Admission is free. The festival will feature local live music, art vendors, and Montana breweries and distilleries. There will also be live art demonstrations showcasing different crafts, including ledger art, hair braiding, and wild clay pottery. Slam's executive director, Callie Miller, said, "Everybody who does our flagship summer festival has to be a resident of Montana. That helps bring focus on the creative people who live here in Montana and are world-class caliber." Both the Sweet Pea Festival and SLAM, which stands for Support Local Artists and Musicians, are nonprofits that support Bozeman art year-round through grants, scholarships, and public art installations. To help some avoid the inevitable downtown parking conundrum, both festivals have complimentary bike valets.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.